T, these are specifications for Russian weapons. Weapons used by the Tsar's personal guard. Are you sure you really want to do this? You and I both know these weapons are used by more than the Tsar's personal guard. She frowns. Nonetheless, it won't hurt us to do a little digging on our client before we deliver these goods. Jonathan shifts uneasily. It always makes me nervous when you go off on one of your Poe-inspired detective campaigns. He waves a hand in the direction of the papers strewn across the table. So what does all this have to do with tonight's journey? Mr. Grandison has located a supply of the material we need to make the required garment. A Paris businessman, Henri Benoit, is expecting us, and I have offered him a fair price for the material. As always, we shall take proper precautions, but I don't think it will be an issue.
You never think it will be an issue until people start shooting at us.
Seriously, Jonathan, if I had known you would be this sensitive. She gives him a knowing smile.